You're listening to the Texas Standard.
There's a law of physics that so far has proven rather inviolable. Two objects may not occupy the same space at once. This is especially important to learn before one tries to navigate a bicycle in and around cars and pedestrians. Been a problem since there have been cars and pedestrians, and bicycles, really. You'd think we'd learn, yet nearly 50,000 people are injured in a typical year in the U.S. in bicycle automobile accidents. 726 people were killed in crashes involving bicycles and motor vehicles in 2012 alone. So, doing something to stop these accidents could clearly save hundreds of lives. Well, now the folks at Texas A&M University appear to be onto a bright idea, a path for bikes and walkers that's anything but pedestrian. Joining us now is Bob Bridey. He is a senior researcher at the Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
We're hearing a lot about something that's called the Dutch Junction that's gone up on Texas A&M campus. What is this Dutch Junction?
Well, the Dutch Junction is an intersection that was created several years ago and originated in the Netherlands. And the idea has a lot of merit, and it was brought over to the U.S. to see if it could be applied to some of the intersections here. Basically, what you do is in a typical intersection, obviously, you tend to have lots of interactions between bicyclists, pedestrians, and motor vehicles, mm-hmm. as you mentioned in your intro. This type of intersection tries to delineate those paths more than has been done so previously and eliminate the conflict points between a motor vehicle and a pedestrian and bicyclist.
Sometimes it's just a matter of sort of visual confusion, though. I mean, I think when a lot of us imagine ourselves as we approach an intersection, there are so many things sort of competing for your visual attention.
Yeah, let's go back for just a second to the Dutch Junction. Uh-huh. One of the hallmarks of a Dutch Junction is that in a typical intersection, you know, the stop bars for vehicles are very close to the intersection. So in a Dutch Junction, you pull those stop bars back a little bit. So let's say you pull them back 10 feet.
Okay.
Doesn't really affect the delay or anything through the intersection. A car can cover 10 feet even from a stop fairly quickly. But what that does is it allows the pedestrians and the bicyclists to move up into that area in front of the driver and off to the right at any given approach leg and make them much more visible. The other part of the Dutch Junction is that we create islands and special pathways for pedestrians and bicyclists to keep them in front of the view of the driver at all times. And finally, we ask the bicyclists not to make left turns from going straight across the intersection from the vehicle lane. We ask them to follow a route where you go across the intersection in full view of the motorist and make a left turn on the other side of the intersection.
I also notice in some of the pictures that I've seen an unusually bright glow off the street. What have you got cooking there in the cement?
Right. So what we did there is there's a new type of pavement marking material, and that material is 100% post-consumer recycled glass that has the paint on it, but it also has a special mineral compound mixed into it. And so during the day, that mineral compound absorbs sunlight, and then at night, when it's dark, it softly emits that and glows.
So it's
a glow-in-the-dark paint.
So during the day, it's pretty bright. It looks like almost a nuclear green. And then at night, it glows like a watch with a whole lot of luminescent paint on it.
Yeah, think of like the chemical glow sticks that you use
yeah.
when you go camping. It kind of softly luminesces in kind of that color. Maybe not as bright, but the whole idea is not to overpower the intersection. It's just to delineate where the bicyclist's path should be.
Well, this sounds like a win-win all the way around. What's stopping everybody from jumping in, especially if you don't have to do a whole lot of construction to make these sort of life-saving changes?
It's new. It's a brand new type of intersection design that basically has just been imported from overseas, and the one here on campus is, as far as we know, it's the first unsignalized Dutch junction in the country. I think we will be starting to see more of this. There are a lot of cities across the nation that have reached out to Texas A&M to find more details about this type of intersection and how is it working and how effective is it. And we hear from a number of them that they are considering this type of design in their cities.
Bob Brody is a senior researcher with Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Mr. Brody, thanks so much for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you.